It's panties and dildos time. Or hearts and flowers time. If that's your preference. It's Valentine's, brother and sister, lover and sinner. I want to welcome you to the special live Valentine's edition of Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web, Worldwide Revolution, Worldwide Love Revelation. Broadcasting live from the soul of downtown LA, Dr. Susie Speakeasy, Radio Susie One Studios, which have been turned around upside down for Valentine's. It's an upside down, inside out Valentine's night for me, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. My lover, my sinner, is far away. Far, far away. So, if you've got a lover who's far, far away, maybe you understand how it is. And that could be far, far away in miles or kilometers, or it could be in some other way, far away. Maybe between lovers, and your lover is far away because you don't have one. Or maybe there's that distance. Valentine's Day sometimes bridges that gap with sticky chocolates and other sticky things. And sometimes it doesn't. It's one of those things, Valentine's Day. It's kind of a business creation of romance. Hallmark love. But it hurts, it hits, we feel it, we all feel it. And sometimes it's fabulous. It's just, the best. The perfect love. The Valentine. Anyway, we're going to check in with all of our Valentines here tonight. We have with us Brother Skip.
Hello.
Hello. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you as well.
And I believe Brother Fritz is right across from my screen. And Sister Sarah Stu.
Hello, hello.
In pink for Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Brother Brandilio.
Hello.
In his Valentine's checkered outfit. And we can show all the outfits tonight because we're doing this webcam thing, if I can figure out.
How do people get to our webcam?
Well, you know.
I was trying to get that set up, but they didn't want to do that. We're just recording it right now.
It's for later.
No,
well, we could get to it. You want to be on where?
You can, like,
Ustream
it.
I was thinking Cam 4 because it's the easiest and it's free.
Whatever.
Cam 4. Yeah. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Cam4.com. It's something similar to Live Jasmine.
We're on
if
the
you
air.
Heard of that.
Yeah.
Cam4.com.
No technical discussions on the air.
Ah, okay.
Bad radio.
We don't do that.
Well.
We don't do that.
We're all about sexiness.
Sexy radio.
Well, every once in a while.
Cam4 doesn't sound very sexy to me.
Works, like
it's
say,
sexy webcam time. All the way around.
My vibrator. I mean, it needs a battery. It has a battery. And it's working. And it's kind of sexy.
That is sexy.
It's like a wand.
It's like a wand. It is. It's made by Pyrexions, which is one of our providers of joy through technology.
I love technology, too.
Yeah. And it's very cool. It feels nice. Feels nice. It's glass. And it lights up. I thought it might be visible on the webcam, but of course that's probably because I'm holding it where...
Oh, you're watching the webcam while you're doing the radio
show. I'm watching
the
webcam.
Okay, that's no good. Minimize that window and go on with the show.
What's going on? Okay. Okay, well, the show. Let's get on with the show. Okay, but I can still keep the vibrator playing.
Yeah, keep the vibrator so for sure. Just don't keep the webcam window.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm feeling kind of emo on this Valentine's Saturday night myself.
Oh, me too.
Really? You too?
So emo.
Really?
Totally emo.
Totally.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, we're the emo bunch. The Bonobo Gang has become the emo bunch on Valentine's.
Well,
we were so happy on Eros Day and so expressive because Eros Day is really a little bit about love, but it's mostly about sex and communal ecstasy.
And it's a lot about what you make of it. But Valentine's Day isn't about what you make of it. It's about you and someone.
You and someone.
It's always about you and someone. And so if there's, you know, there's someone.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Or that someone isn't there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If there's no someone, that's kind of bad.
Mm-hmm.
And if the someone isn't there, that hurts.
Yeah. And if the someone doesn't care.
Oh!
That hurts too.
Oh, shit.
Even though it is a commercialized holiday that we don't really believe in.
Hallmark holiday.
Yeah. It is created by the greeting card industry. I don't know if it was Hallmark, but it was these two ladies they were very entrepreneurial, and they started a greeting card business in, like, the 19th century, and they got some financing, and they basically promoted this idea of Valentine's based on a holiday that was to honor a Catholic priest who was supposedly celibate. And it was a martyr, Saint Valentine, who supposedly also married people when people weren't allowed to get married in ancient Rome. These soldiers, they didn't want them to marry because they figured that they should be gay, I think.
That young soldiers without families were better soldiers.
Exactly.
Than men that were married with children.
Right. So they should be gay, you know. And there was already kind of an accepted cultural thing for that. So they just didn't want them married, and they just wanted them to channel all of their energy, their sexual energy, into the military, and Saint Valentine would marry couples in secret.
Wow, I didn't know Saint Valentine had a military background.
Well, it's kind of anti-military.
Can you guys hear me? Can I just say that?
I can hear you
just fine.
Because this mic feels
Yeah, it's kind of like an anti-military holiday in a way. That's a cool thing about Valentine's Day. The original Saint Valentine, who, of course, it's very difficult to pinpoint him. There were probably several priests that were named Valentine, and they were martyrs. They were killed by the Roman Empire when they were, the brief period of Christianity was not the dominant power, and they were literally torturing Christians.
No.
You don't remember that time?
Did that time exist? I don't know.
You didn't study that
all
time?
All the lions eating Christians
the
and
Christians
everything?
Have always been in power.
There was a brief period before Constantine and, like, after Jesus. Well, I mean, when Jesus was around, if he was around, I guess he wasn't in power.
Right.
So, you know, they were crucifying Christians.
I have heard of Christian persecution.
Throwing them to the lions.
I can't remember. I mean, I remember the lion's den, but that was, like, Old Testament.
Well, no, they actually threw Christians to the lions and stuff. The Christians were they were the victims in the games. I mean, so were the Jews, but there were never that many Jews. And the Christianity spread really fast, so there were a lot of them. So, you know, the lions were hungry. So, Saint Valentine, be mine. So really what happened with Saint Valentine was not only was he this priest that married couples illegally, and he got caught. And he got sent to prison and eventually executed and tortured, of course. I'm not sure how he was
tortured. Created three miracles after he died?
Well, oh no, did he? Oh, I guess, okay, you have to do that to be a saint.
Yeah, right?
I guess so. I'm sure people prayed to him and had themselves cured of something.
I don't know why the three miracles don't become a part of the legend of these saints. You know, everyone talks about the saints, but not their three post-death miracles. which should be really, really cool.
Well,
subject
I would like
matter.
For you to research that.
On St. Valentine?
Yes, on St. Valentine.
Well,
what
I mean, you're the one with the
create?
Computer hooked up to the internet right in front of you. You could just...
You tell me I can't even look at us on webcam because that distracts me. Now you want me to look up St. Valentine.
Well, that's because you were, like, primping.
I was just trying to get my vibrator in position. Anyway, St. Valentine, you know, I mean, the romantic part is that the jailer's daughter fell in love with him because he was such a charming man. And she, you know, I don't know if they had sex, but, you know, Valentine's Day isn't about sex, it's about love. And she fell in love with him, and he wrote her a note at the just before they took him away to execute him, and he said that he loved her and signed it, "Your Valentine." And let's see, I've got a note here, but I can't see. What does it say? Okay. Jerry, on line one. Let's talk to Jerry. Hello, Jerry.
Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
Yes.
Hi, speak up, darling, so we can hear you. Happy Valentine's Day.
I wanted to talk more about some threesomes.
Okay, we've got to pull your voice up a little bit here. I can't hear. Can you hear me?
Your brain's got it up all the way.
Okay.
Well, I wanted to talk about role, but...
You have to speak up. We can barely hear you.
Role play?
Yes.
Role play? You want to talk about role play? Okay.
Yes.
I'll play the jailer's daughter. And you can be St. Valentine.
Okay.
You just have to die in the end, though. But it's very romantic.
Okay,
so is that what you wanted to do? You wanted to do a Valentine role play?
Yes.
So, tell me a little bit more about you and your role play.
Married.
Where's your wife? It's Valentine's Day.
Oh, she's in the room.
She's in the room? Or in the other room?
In the other room.
She's in the other room.
Nice.
Is that why you're speaking quietly?
Oh, no. No.
Well, then speak up, darling, because we can hardly hear you.
Well, we like to experiment.
You like to experiment?
Yes.
What have you done that's experimental? I can't hear what he's saying.
I can't hear him at all.
I cannot hear you.
I have you all the way up, and I can't hear
it. It's so hard.
And you know what? You're going to have to get yourself a new phone for Valentine's Day.
Bondage.
Oh, you like to do bondage. Who gets tied up, you or her?
She does.
You have her tied up right now?
Yeah.
Is that why she's in the other room? And you got her tied up in the other room while you're on the phone with us?
Yeah.
Don't forget, though, he said he wanted to do role play. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is probably just a role play.
Mm.
Okay, so she's all tied up in the other room, your wife. Is she gagged?
Okay.
This guy's phone sucks.
Okay.
Yeah, his
phone
sucks.
You better untie your wife and take the gag out of your mouth. Because you sound like your mouth is all plugged up with something. Okay, darling?
Okay.
And happy Valentine's Day. That's it for you. But I will give out the phone number now that I'm reminded that we can take calls.
Oh, I love calls.
Our number, if you're anywhere in the world, you can call us at our regular number, which is 213-749-1330. And if you're in North America, we can take your call toll-free at 1-866-289-7068. That's 1-866-289-7068 or 213-749-1330. And the phones are ringing away. It's nice to hear them ringing when our hearts are breaking. Oh,
so emo.
Oh, is is us. Oh, the my life survives.
Fuck Valentine's Day.
But we have hope.
No, we don't.
I do. You don't.
Fuck hope.
I have hope my Valentine will be
okay.
here. Okay. I just want to say.
Lucky you.
I'm miserable, but there is a light at the end of my tunnel.
Huh. Over at the Frankenstein place?
Yeah. Valentine's Day is kind of sucky, though, as a holiday. I think it puts too much pressure on the couple relationship.
Oh, yeah. We're highly pressured to be awesome. Like, we must be extra cucky on this day and do extra sweet.
See, you could feel
things.
Good about masturbating on Eros Day, but you can't feel good about masturbating on Valentine's
Day. I feel good about today. Masturbating every day.
I'll be honest.
I love that
okay.
shit.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
I was like, it's Valentine's Day. I am owed this.
Word.
Owed. Really? Really?
Yeah,
okay.
With the, well,
you
with
gotta
the
love
Hitachi
yourself.
Magic
you gotta
wand.
Love yourself, right? Okay, that's inspiring me. That's inspiring me. I kind of just went with Excedrin PM last night.
Oh. I bought some Tylenol PM to get through the rest of my days.
But I'm inspired.
Oh, Sarah, are you going to pop three of them and try and beat off before you fall asleep?
Yes.
Oh, I love
awesome
that game.
Game.
That's a good one.
You guys are disgusting. I don't beat
I've got
off.
My space
I would try
age
that, but then I would just fall asleep with my hand in my
from
pants. No one would know what I was
so?
Doing. Could have been
we would know.
Myself.
We would know.
We always know.
I wake up sometimes and Jeff's like, what were you doing?
He doesn't know.
Like, he doesn't know.
We know.
We know.
All right.
Do you make sounds?
No, I never make sounds. I'm
do you make sounds
silent.
Like, wee-wee-wee.
But I do sometimes fall asleep with the vibrator like, in my pants.
And oh, nice. Still on?
No, I,
you start
I
a fire
turn it off, but then I just fall asleep with it.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
With my hand down there holding it. And like Jeff will climb into bed and be like, what is this? Oh.
He goes for a package check.
And I'm not ashamed.
And does he, like, turn it on, or?
No.
No, no.
No.
He hides it turns somewhere it where I wouldn't hide it, so that next time I go to get it, I can't find it.
Yeah, you have to ask
oh,
him.
Yeah, I have to ask him, exactly. Be like, yeah, where'd you put it, you know? Can I have it, please?
You gotta ask for permission.
That's why I like having several. Thank you, Susie, for helping
me. Oh, yeah,
me have
you gotta
several.
Have vibrators in
for helping her
they're
beat off
they're hidden
places.
All over my room. So no matter what. I got something.
I wonder if he's looking at chastity belt.
Do you hear that sound?
I hear it.
Oh, I was like, what the hell is that? Oh,
someone's having a good old time.
The microphone's having a good old time.
Oh.
Mm. I
thought we were having electrical interference.
I was like, somebody needs to turn their cell phone off. Mm. Buzz,
just the
buzz,
feeling
buzz.
Of the vibrator in my hand actually feels kind of good. Hmm. Hmm. So anyway, so Valentine's Day is the day of love, and anybody have any interesting experiences today that they would like to report on?
I think, the satanic art show was a interesting.
The satanic arts show?
Did you get to see Stanton?
We did see Stanton.
You went to a show?
We went to a satanic art show. We just squeezed it in at the end of the night as quickly as we could.
Oh, you didn't invite me.
Well, you were busy.
I like satanic arts.
Oh, you would have loved it.
I've been accused of being
if
a Satanist.
If only we'd planned it. I just heard it, you know, Satanist. Randomly, and we stopped there, and it was definitely a satanic art show. It was actually Anton LaVey's personal sketches, some self-portraits and things, and the show was put on by his grandson.
Stanton LaVey.
Was this in the
Stanton
Beverly Center?
Stanton LaVey.
It was on Glendale Boulevard, so it was like we left Fry's in Burbank, and it was on our way back from Burbank.
Ah.
So it was like on Los Feliz. That's where it was, Los Feliz, off the 5.
And did it have
art
something to do
mayhem.
With Valentine's?
I don't know. I thought it was pretty cool to have, like, an Anton LaVey art show on Valentine's
yeah.
Day.
Yeah.
Thrown by Stanton LaVey.
Stanton
was there, and he was wearing red.
That's the son.
And he had a shaved head.
He's a
and
grandson.
A little Satan goatee, and he was
nice.
Very, like, he had an aura. I wanted to do him. In fact, I think I yelled out the window, like, I would suck his dick or something.
She did yell that at him.
I think I yelled
I
it at
that
him.
That was yelled.
Yeah, that was yelled. But they had an open bar, so they were just inviting, you know, the yellings of dick. Sucking offerings.
I think that's part of their creed.
It was pretty cool. I'm
get
pretty happy that I made it to Anton.
Yo,
it was a one-night-only event of Anton LaVey's art. And I was a Satanist at a younger age, and I love Anton LaVey. I've read several of his books.
Well, Satan is really the Christian name for Pan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
my buddy Pan.
Anton LaVey, Satanism, Satan always represented the opposite of Christianity. It wasn't necessarily Christian Satan. It was just the embodiment of all things hedonistic and self-pleasuring and self-serving. Yeah. And so I love hedonism.
Well, you know, one of my favorite quotes from Nietzsche, Friedrich, is the spiritualization of sexuality is called love. And it is the, what did he say? Something like, it defeats Christianity. It is the only thing that can defeat Christianity or something
Which
like that.
Which is what, love?
Love.
That's pretty awesome.
Well, it's like, he says, spiritualization of sexuality is called love.
Wow.
And that's the only thing that can defeat Christianity.
It's like a religion.
I think I got that last part.
It's a religion that can battle
It is a religion that can battle the other religion.
Of sex.
And when love was becoming a kind of a religion, which it really is a religion now.
It is.
It's totally a religion
now.
And
I almost hate it because of that. It's like dirty now.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you have to follow your heart.
I have to admit, I kind of love it.
Oh, love conquers all.
I do feel it. I believe it.
Love can overcome anything.
Yes, Sister Sarah.
It's
true.
But
Sarah. You might be being sarcastic, but it's true.
Then why do you love all those movies? Those love stories.
Why do you love love? Anyway, love, the Italian is amor, or the romance language calls love amor, A-M-O-R, and that is the reverse of the spelling of Roma. Roma is the Catholic Church, and when amor became a kind of a religion, when the knights and the troubadours would worship the beautiful ladies whose husbands were away off fighting crusades, and they sang songs worshiping the beautiful ladies, and they adored them like goddesses. The church was very offended, you know, and did the only crusades of Christians against Christians were the crusades against the love cults of mostly of France. The cults of worship of
Gotta
the
love those bards with high charisma.
You know what I think is interesting is that God spelled backwards.
Yep. Okay, let's talk about canine love, because that is a subject that often comes up on this show.
You know, dog and God, like, what does that have to do with each other? Why would anyone do that? I mean, surely when you chose the word God, you knew that backwards it meant dog.
Well, maybe you hadn't named dogs yet back then.
Dogs were later.
So surely when you named dogs, you knew that backwards it was God. Why would
maybe
you choose that?
Maybe the dogs are our God.
Why? Why?
Like Anubis?
Who?
Maybe.
Who?
I think Brand's onto something.
Egyptians.
Dogs
Anubis?
Are God.
Dogs are our God.
Maybe cats.
I realized that at a young age, and I thought
dogs
it was
dogs are God backwards.
I think that, yeah, I mean, it's just, you know. We can't
dogs are the
that.
Opposite of God.
Whoa.
Amor and Roma.
Amor and Roma. It's opposite.
Freaky.
It's opposite. Freaky. So a dog is Satan's helper.
Awesome.
And man's best friend.
There
because
you go.
Man is of Satan.
Now you're on to something.
And actually man, period, because men are dogs.
Ooh.
Men are dogs. I learned that in summer camp, Christian summer camp.
I was listening to
so
a
So there you
song
have the
that.
Opposite of God what? Is man.
The opposite of God.
I also listened to
a
Biggie song that
dog.
Mentioned women as
go.
Dogs as well.
It's crazy.
Just female versions.
Right. So happy Valentine's Day. Valentine's. There are those little sweethearts is what's to give away that taste terrible.
Mm-hmm.
With little things like Be Mine.
They're better than Peeps. God, I fucking hate Easter.
Yeah.
That's a holiday I don't understand.
Now, there's another holiday that falls around this time. In fact, it comes right
President's
around
Day?
February 14th.
Please say President's
well,
Day.
Well, yeah, I wasn't going to, but okay. Okay. Hail to the chief.
Groundhog Day?
I get a day off! All right, next.
No, it's Lupercalia.
Oh.
You know about Lupercalia?
Course. No, I don't. Tell me.
Lupercalia is an ancient holiday of actually Rome, Italy. It's one of those holidays that actually didn't start in ancient Greece because mostly took over holidays from Greece. But this was native to the countryside of Italy, where young men would take the leather thongs of goats and fashion them into floggers and flog nubile women.
Sounds great.
Yeah. I am down.
When is this holiday?
It's right around now.
Where's the
right about now.
Yeah, right to about Italy. Now. It's like a week-long type thing, but it goes on right around Valentine's Day. And one of the things they say is that the Christian church co-opted this time and made it into Valentine's Day, made it into this lover's holiday about chaste love and monogamy.
Not about whipping.
When
whipping.
Actually it was a holiday about young men whipping young women.
That's a classic conspiracy theory plot, you know?
To take away our whipping?
Sexy
yeah.
turned into Hallmark.
I hate Hallmark.
Well, yeah, I mean, see, one of the brilliant things about the Christian church, and we have to hand it to the Christian church, starting with the Catholic Christian church, and then...
Hand it to me.
Yeah, well, you dissociate from the Catholic church.
Barely. Well, the Catholic, absolutely. Fuck the Catholic church.
Yeah, but they started it.
Well...
Really, they started the huge campaign.
They're corrupt.
Well, but, you know, they knew how to promote it and all over the
and
world.
Right.
And one of the ways that
they
promoted was
brilliant.
Through co-option. Co-opting? Is co-option a
yeah.
word?
Co-opting. A.K.A. stealing.
Well, you know,
stealing.
You could look at it that way. They take a holiday.
Or a god.
Like Saturnalia, and they turn it into Christmas. They take a holiday like Lupercalia, whipping of the... You know, the lovers.
They take a pan
and
they turn
it into Valentine's
Satan.
Day. And they take a pan and they turn it into Satan, right?
Oh, there is much to be learned from the Catholic Church and all their brilliance.
Yeah, they take what people are already celebrating
and they twist it
into their own kind of hierarchy. Did someone's Valentine just walk by?
My Valentine walked by. That means my BLT has arrived in the building.
Barbecue chicken
is that
sandwich.
What you're getting for Valentine's
yes.
Day of BLT?
You're funny,
BLT.
Valentine.
I was getting a ring.
Yeah, no chocolate.
Onion rings.
Actually, I have something to share.
Here's chocolate.
I went to Bloomingdale's today.
I love onion rings.
And I was already kind of drunk, and I had to buy a gift for my Valentine. And if I bought this certain gift, I got to spin a wheel to get a gift for myself. So inside Bloomingdale's, I got to spin a wheel in front of everyone. And
yeah.
I won for myself a pair of cubic zirconia earrings.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Beautiful
that's
earrings.
That's nice.
I know.
Happy
I
Valentine's
won a pair of earrings from spinning a wheel in Bloomingdale's. It was fucking awesome.
Wow. And you're a gambler.
I'm a gambler. I was like, he told me, he's all, if you get the small one, I'll give you a free gift. If you get the big one... You get to spin the wheel. And
wow.
I'm like, give me the wheel!
Give me the wheel. And could you have gotten from the wheel something crappy like socks?
Yes, I actually, honestly, I spun the wheel and I won umbrella. And I was like, oh, I just bought a new umbrella. It's cheetah print. It's very cute. And they're like, oh. And I'm all, can I get this prize instead?
The bling bling.
Bling bling. I'm all, bling, can I bling bling
oh,
instead?
Oh, so you didn't actually win.
Oh, yeah. I won
she
an
talked
umbrella.
Her way into it.
You,
she won singing
was
in the rain.
It's not like you won from gambling. That was just persuasion.
Well, I partially won and I partially persuaded. But one way or another,
well,
I
got your cubic zirconia.
I spun a wheel and I got earrings today on Valentine's Day.
Happy never day. Mind the middle.
Big scene. All the staff watched. And Britt's got some pictures.
They'll be on the blog.
We're going to blog it.
Now, if you're apart from your Valentine, if
as
you have
I
to
was,
be apart,
while I was spinning my wheel
I would encourage you to have sex.
Oh, phone sex.
Not in Bloomingdale's.
Well, Bloomingdale's. Well, possibly in Bloomingdale's. Wherever you are, really.
You could do it wherever you are.
Oh, it's pretty hot, really.
The you know, Ferrari you could wear vibrating panties and make a call.
Mm. Nice.
Mm. I mean, I wish I could do that. All I could do is read letters from my Valentine. So
sometimes 8 in a day.
Wow.
Yeah, I got 8 yesterday. It was what? No, Friday. I got yesterday was Friday, right? That's when I got 8 letters in one day.
Wow. That's
it was
a nice
timed,
Valentine.
I think it was a nice Valentine. You know,
it was
my
a busy
Valentine
little
is
mama.
Pretty cool. My Valentine is so
he
romantic.
Loves you.
Yeah, that's
you
lovely.
Know, yeah, I feel pretty good about that. But still. The Hallmark requirement is that you be with your Valentine.
Hey, I haven't been with my Valentine, and we are not as tragically torn apart as you and your Valentine.
No, tragedy.
I was with your Valentine today.
You were with my Valentine?
Bromance. Yeah,
totally with your Valentine.
It was all bromance.
I hate bromance.
Golfing.
We totally watched TV together.
But we kicked it at the bar. It was cool.
I hung out with Fritz and Skip on my Valentine's Day. We actually had an awesome Valentine's
romantic?
Day. We hung out at the bar. We took some shots. We did some shopping. We saw an art show. It was a great date, really.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
I decided not to sit next to your Valentine on the couch, and I sat in the chair.
Thank you. Thank you.
What did you guys do? Were you watching GH? General
No,
Hall?
Actually, no. We went straight for the Dollhouse.
Oh, nice. That
I've
sounds
been wondering
romantic.
About that show. It was a season series premiere, right?
It was. It was pretty good.
First episode ever of a new show, Dollhouse.
I dug it.
I got a Dollhouse bag from the comic book shop. So.
Nice.
So you're all set. You're already a supporter.
I'm already a fan. I already have a bag.
I don't know anything about it. Is it something to do with Valentine's?
I checked out the comic.
No, here's the new show. It's Barbie. It's a fantasy place where you can order a person of any kind. It's reprogrammable people.
Perfect.
You can order a Valentine.
So you can order a girl of any kind you want.
Guy as well.
Or a guy.
Lucy Lubot.
So who are you going to order?
Who would I order? It would definitely be Russell Crowe.
Really?
Russell Crowe.
Like contemporary Russell Crowe?
Gladiator.
Not like Romper
Stone. But
Russell
he's playing Robin Hood in the new Robin Hood movie.
He can play Lupercalia
so
with
vote
you.
For Robin Hood, Russell Crowe, whoever.
But he could hit you with a.
He could do anything. Oh,
feels
you
like
mean from
with a
LA
leather
Confidential
thong.
Where he beat his woman? Still hot. Still hot.
Russell Crowe, if you're ever looking for someone
to be
with a phone.
Does he have a Valentine tonight?
Russell Crowe's the reason I'm not married.
Does Valentine know that?
I think so. I told him. I don't know if he knows the magnitude of my feelings for Russell Crowe, but...
That could be why, you know, he's playing golf today.
Yeah, probably.
Figured, you know, your heart was with Russell.
Yeah. He's got like 8 kids and a wife he loves, so... And I'm quite over celebrities with wives.
Nice.
From now on, it's only celebrities without wives.
No.
Yeah.
Sorry, G-Dub.
You saw a particular celebrity with a wife the other day.
And they loved each other. I bet they're having a great time on their Valentine's Day.
I bet you he did something really romantic.
So romantic. And probably
angsty.
Angsty, a little dark. Probably some like broken hearts with dripping blood.
Maybe, but you don't know, you know? I
You'd
mean,
be really
these
cute.
Are human
could
beings.
Be cute,
they
too.
Could have their problems.
No. Celebrities don't have problems.
Perfect, immaculate beings.
Perfect beings.
Oh, yes. They are our pantheon now. We worship them. We follow them on Twitter.
I bet you that Brad and Angelina probably had a terror tonight. I mean, probably nothing went right and everything kind of fell apart because they worked very hard to be perfect. But I bet you that Mr. Way and his wife, Lindsay, had an
they
amazing
worked it out.
Night tonight. They worked it out. She's pregnant with his kid. It's their first kid together. They really love each other. I'm sure that they had a wonderful time.
Yeah.
For Angelina and their pressures and their life, probably an awful night.
They had morning sickness.
At the end of the day, they're still Brangelina, so I think they're all right.
They still win.
They
still fall asleep. Well, we're Brangelina, so fuck it.
And we worship them.
You know, I gotta say real quick, I was 11 years old when I found out that Brad Pitt was a chain smoker. And all my friends said, ew, he's gross. We can't be into Brad Pitt anymore. He's a chain smoker.
You said, I'm going to smoke now.
I didn't really say that, and I don't know what it had to do with anything, but I just realized now I'm 30, almost. I'm 29, actually. I'm 29. And I'm a chain smoker. And Brad
and it's all Brad Pitt's
is
fault.
Brangelina. He's fucking him. You know, and I was like 11 years old judging him, and now I'm almost 30 being me, and ugh, this world is just fucked up.
Wait, you're smoking for Brad? And
no, it probably has nothing to do with each other, except that I wasn't a smoker at 11. I thought it was disgusting. Ugh. I'm sure he's not a smoker now.
But at like 7, you probably thought boys were icky.
Not really. I've been into boys since I was born.
Really?
Hey, doctor.
I never had a boys or icky face ever.
No?
Not once.
No, do not want face.
No.
Wow. You've always been a boy lover.
Preschool, I chased boys.
kindergarten, I chase boys.
Did you send them valentines?
Oh, I sent them valentines.
I choo-choo-choo.
I chased them around the playground. I took my shirt off.
I got a picture of a
nice.
When did you take your shirt off?
Oh, I got to say, what
grade was it? Would you continue taking your shirt off?
It was in first grade, private school. Playground field trip. Or park field trip. So we go to this park, right? And we're on a field trip to the park with all these little boys. And I, like, take my shirt off. And it was a button-down shirt. So I, like, unbuttoned it and flashed it. And, like, chased the boys
no
around.
No undershirt?
No undershirt. And no boobs. Because it was, like, first grade. So they were completely flat. But to me, they were, like, I knew boobs were something, so they always felt like they had some power, like little radio. So I was like, all over the playground with my shirt open. And the boys ran, screaming. And the teachers caught me. It was a Christian private school.
Oh, yes.
And the teachers were like, what are you doing?
Did they throw you to the lions?
I don't know. And I don't think they told my parents. I don't think they told my parents, because I never got caught. But I always... Here's the reason I remember that story is because years later I went to purity seminars with my Christian family where we talked about and I thought that I was a virgin because I'd taken my shirt off and chased boys around the playground.
That's right.
I thought I wasn't.
You'd lost your virginity.
I lost my virginity with the boob chasing.
Is it the shirt open or the chasing around the playground?
I think it was the.
Oh yeah,
the boobies.
I can't remember. I don't know. But now, like I said,
the boys were running. Did they run? Around
no, they
you?
Ran away.
They ran away
like,
from you.
Did they run in like zigzag
cooties
formation?
Ran away.
Cooties running away, yeah.
But you didn't feel rejected.
I did not feel rejected. I felt powerful.
Good for you.
And then I gotta say, like a while later, there was this like slightly older black kid that was much more hip than everyone else.
Yeah.
That sort of approached me later.
Says, could you do that again?
Yeah. Well, he was like, hey, how's going? And now I always thought he was into me, and it was because of the park incident, you know. So he was much more, much farther along than all the other little boys. But that was like first grade. It was very, very young. Very young.
Mm. Well, I mean, not so young that you couldn't take your shirt off, but...
No, not so young that I didn't think... And I knew taking my shirt off meant something. I knew it was a thing.
That's what people did. They took their shirts off.
How old are you in first grade?
Six.
Six? No.
Yeah.
Nine, maybe? Wait, I was what? 10 in fourth grade. I remember that.
Yeah, so, that would make so six. Fourth is 3 years later.
Nine... Yeah. Wow. Six, 7 years old. Chasing
no, actually, yeah.
Yeah, I was six in first grade.
And I remember back then, I had a crush on all the boys, and I would always corner them. I've never had a time where I thought boys were gross, ever. Is that
you need that China from Coco de Mer.
Did you have a time when you thought
Oh, yeah,
gross?
I had a time like that. You know, like, not six. I like boys at six. I remember I had a little crush at six. I think from eight, like sort of seven maybe to 7 to 10, there was a, you know, boys have cooties phase. Yep. And they did have cooties. 7, 10, you didn't feel it. Well, you didn't have a brother. See, I had
a
brother.
No, I never had a brother.
Yeah.
I had neighbors, and they were much younger, and they would... I'd have to change their diapers and stuff, and I never thought that cooties, and I never thought of I was always like, ew. So.
Anyway.
Childhood sexual awareness is so strange. You know, like going through this process where you come to figure out what things mean, and the things you thought meant nothing suddenly mean something years later when you're like, oh, my God.
Well, because no, children are supposed to not be sexual, so... You know, there's this whole childhood concept, which is really another construct of the Victorians. The whole idea of childhood being this time when, you know, you're kind of special and you need to have a childhood.
I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I think... Childhood should be free from work and responsibility, but I don't think it should be sheltered from truth and reality.
Well, the thing about work and responsibility is that that's what gives you a sense of truth and reality. When you don't have work and responsibility...
Well, truth and reality comes from, like, sickness and death and sex and taxes and poverty. I mean, all these real-life things that you try to hide from kids that I think they should just expose to because it's reality. But they don't have to be forced to work or to suffer or have responsibility. They should be able to play and be carefree. But that doesn't mean truth should be sheltered from them. That's my opinion, at least.
Well, I guess that if you court it, then I guess it's the truth that childhood is carefree, but that adulthood would be carefree, too, if you can afford it.
Well, childhood, teenagerhood is when you make them work. So.
Those little kids work.
Yeah, you gotta pay for your own car insurance, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I don't know. Of course, it's not fashionable now to have children working. It's very unpolitically correct.
Little children?
Boo.
Yeah. I guess I worked with my parents when I was a kid. They cleaned houses for a living. Mm-hmm. So I would go clean houses with them, and my mom would have me, like, pull shelf paper or scrub the toilets. That was my job.
And there's lemonade stands.
Oh, well, that's for the entrepreneurial kids. I did some of that. Mostly dumpster diving.
Okay. So...
So should we give out the phone number and see if we can get a caller to call?
Yeah, yeah, we can try it again. Do you know the phone number?
It is 213-749-1330, anywhere in the world. And the 800 number, I'll leave it to Susie.
You don't know that one?
No. No.
Learn it now.
All right, give it to me.
Okay.
I'll learn it.
Learn it.
289-7068.
1-866. You have to start with 1-866.
1-866.
289-7068.
Oh,
that's right.
I got it.
You got it. You know it. You didn't know you knew it.
289-7068.
1-866. I know it's kind of close to Satan. It's not quite 666, but it's
866.
666.
Okay.
That's too many sixes, I think.
Oh, that was too many sixes? Oh, I don't know.
You know, no one's going to call us tonight because everyone is with their Valentine.
Oh, fuckers. Jesus.
You fucking jerks.
We're so pathetic on the radio.
We are really.
I hate you all.
This is our pathetic night.
For a
okay,
lot of.
So let's share.
Our guest didn't show
let's
up.
Let's share good Valentine's Day stories. Does anyone have a like really great Valentine's Day they remember?
A good Valentine's Day. Let's see. What did I do last year? Well, last year I was at Yale. Yeah, I had a nice Valentine's Day, and I was telling everyone about Lupercalia, and I was with my Valentine, and we had a wonderful time. Yeah, it was very nice. You know, the year before that, we tried to do Valentine's like normal people, and we just went out to dinner, and it was kind of boring.
Right. I can't remember any Valentine's ever, actually, and I think it's because I always went out to dinner.
And it's so unmemorable to just do that.
I'll probably remember this one forever because I saw Anton LaVey. I'll be like,
and saw Stan
Collins. You were pathetic on the air.
I was pathetic on the air. Shut up. I have a boyfriend
somewhere.
With his bros.
Hooking up to BLTs.
Delivering bro jobs.
Bro
yeah,
jobs.
Bro jobs. Mm.
What is a bro job?
I don't know, but we got to figure it out.
It's a blow job for a boyfriend?
For a bro, yeah.
Between bros.
Between bros.
It's nothing sexual. It's just a blow job between bros.
Yeah.
How's that not sexual?
They're bros.
Because they're bros.
Yeah.
But it actually involves mouth and cock.
Well, yeah. It can be an ego blowjob, too.
No. Well, no. In this slang term, you can use brojob to mean anything. Like, I can say...
Suck it.
You know, if they went golfing together, they gave each other brojobs all day.
They probably did.
Yeah. Like those really bro handshakes?
Brojobs. Me and the bros, I just... I should have drama. I have some bro drama.
Well, you like boys. You've always liked boys. They don't have cooties, so you can surround yourself with your Valentine and his boyfriend.
And I would say 60% of boys are together.
Okay.
They're not gay. Like, maybe 20% of boys are gay. But 60% of boys are, like, hanging out together, being bros. They're bro-y bros together.
That's my bro. You're looking around for him.
He's coming up. The other ones are the ones we like, you know, the artists and the geniuses and the rebels and the outcasts. We love us. And they're fun and they have their drama, and I've dated a bunch of them and had drama with them. But now I'm dating one of the majority of bros, which is the golfer, the football watcher,
gambler,
the gambler, the bro,
that one's the majority,
the broey bro. I think that's the majority of boys. I think the boys that get married and become husbands and live happily ever after, bros forever. Got one.
Well, they don't all live happily ever after. You know,
well, nobody lives happily ever after.
Yeah,
but they have a more cookie cutter sort of life path planned out for them than the artists and the intellectuals.
And that is what you want for yourself.
Well, I don't know what I want for myself. Oh. Everything's exciting. And I would say that 60% is very scary to me. I'm definitely of the other side, the underground.
Mm. Kind of takes off her shirt.
Yes, takes off her shirt and chases boys around the playground. So now I'm venturing into Super Bowl golf territory, which is all new. Unexplored.
Well, you've been exploring it lately.
I have been, and bro-y.
Bro-y.
I go out and get drunk and go to Satan art shows.
And pick squares on football pools.
All right, who else should we talk about? Just talking about myself. Next subject.
All right, so anybody else have any Valentine's stories?
I don't know. I think I went out of my way, for the most part, to not have anyone during Valentine's Day.
That's a good strategy.
I was that guy.
Nice, I'm with you.
I was the guy that just didn't have anybody on Valentine's Day, usually.
Do guys not have anybody on Valentine's Day?
Between Christmas and Valentine's Day is a no time for relationships.
Yeah, that's the no-fly zone.
I thought that was the time for relationships.
No. Yeah. Not for guys.
No, not for guys.
There's lots of presents you have to buy, and that's expensive.
Yeah.
No Christmas, no Valentine's.
I don't want to make it through this holiday season.
After that,
what about Thanksgiving?
Yeah. But before
that, don't you want to just have a partner around Valentine's and around Christmas, and so you can go to all the functions?
No, lonely girls at bars.
Yeah. No, you go to the functions and meet the girls who don't have other guys. Mm. Yeah,
indeed.
And be a lonely girl.
Yes.
Try to get picked up by a guy trying to take advantage of girls in a bar on Valentine's Day.
Spoil Billy, LA girl.
Yeah, today you could probably meet some pretty desperate girls at bars.
Yeah.
For all our listeners.
Well, now, Bran, don't you have a Valentine's message for your Valentine?
I do. Okay. Alana, I love you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Aww.
They're great.
They're very cute.
Wasn't that personal? Something a little more personal.
Jokes are bad.
They're the only ones with a functional relationship right now. So fuck them.
Hey, I have a functional relationship.
You need to be functional when you're apart.
They're on the 60% side.
Well, 3,000.
I believe I have a functional relationship.
That's right.
You spent that day with us.
So what message do you have for your Valentine?
Okay. Love you, honey.
A few feet away.
I can't see you through the tapes, but I love you.
Are you doing something Valentine-y tonight?
Where's my bro? I love my bro. Love you, bro.
I love you, bro.
You might?
Desperate
what would you
bars
do?
Everywhere. I love you.
Well, considering we're in the giant love nest in downtown L.A.
You want to borrow the monkey rocker?
I think you
put a condom on it.
Let's do that.
Borrow the double monkey rocker.
Give him Felicia. Here's the monkey rocker. Only the single one.
No, the double.
No, the double would disturb me.
Put a condom on it.
Well, I don't know. It's for two people, the double.
Yeah. That's why it would disturb me.
You guys can look at each other.
Sorry,
one
Skip.
Giant person.
You can take turns.
I don't know. I think it's kind of cute, like a bicycle built foo or a seesaw.
Oh, God. What am I going to do?
Come on, Susie.
I remember one Valentine's
Day.
Actually, that
visualizes
memory. I was riding a bicycle built for two with my Valentine on Catalina Island.
Oh, I love Catalina Island.
That's lovely.
But we ended up fighting by the end of the evening. But it was during the day, we rode this bicycle built for two up to the top. We saw the buffalo. And
the little buffalo there.
You know what sucks is that I sure...
With the wings.
For my last 10 years, that I've had really memorable Valentine's Day dates with boyfriends, because I've always had a boyfriend, and I always make a big deal about Valentine's Day. And at this moment, I don't remember a single one of them.
Like, I went up in a hot air balloon one Valentine's Day.
Wow.
That's pretty good, huh?
I'm glad you remember two lovely amazing things.
Yeah, it's coming back
to
me.
That I can't remember a single one.
You're not trying hard enough.
You're trying not to think about people.
Valentine's Day last year, I was driving 4 hours to get to Mount Dora.
Mount Dora?
Yeah. It's a place in Central Florida by Orlando.
Yes. Yeah. Were you with your Valentine?
I was driving 4 hours to be Valentine, only to be separated from her by her parents, forcing me to go to a Jehovah's Witness convention.
All right. Well, that's kind of interesting. This was which year?
Last year.
Last year. Is this the Valentine we know?
No. This was my ex-fiancé.
Speaking to the mic, please.
This was my ex-fiancé, not the Valentine that you guys know.
You moved from woman to woman.
Well, no,
but
actually,
you're settled down now.
I went to middle school with this one, so. We had a previous relationship, and then we graduated middle school, and I kind of lost track of her. And then I found her again in high school, or after high school, and we just got together. And we had the connection still there from middle school.
Okay. I don't know how deeply we should go into that connection when your true Valentine is across
Sarah
the way.
Good,
and she can totally hear all of this.
So I remembered my favorite Valentine's. So
okay.
Far.
Nice. I knew you'd remember with
Let's
enough wine.
Go.
So I was like 18, 19. I was single. Ooh. And I went on a date with a boy I liked for Valentine's Day. And it was a rainy day, so it was like pouring down rain. And like we took a taxi, and we had to like run to the taxi under our umbrella, and we like taxied to this movie theater. And we saw the movie The Wedding Singer. Then we came out of The Wedding Singer, and we tried to call a taxi, and we had trouble. So we ended up, like, hitchhiking our way home, and we just, like, hailed a ride from some random couple that, like, picked us up. And they were like, hey, happy Valentine's Day. Really cute, and they were, like, just married, and they were really excited to give us a ride. And so, like, we get a ride home, we go to my house, and, like, I knew this guy from online. We were, like, online friends. And he's, like, a super hacker, like, really hardcore hacker. He actually went to prison for hacking. And he was really kind of, like, not that
sexy,
hot. Oh. I thought he was hot in the brain. But in the body, he was kind of, like, not that hot.
That's too bad when that happens.
We, like, curled up on the couch, like, watched this movie together. And I ended up giving him a foot job.
A foot job. I thought you were going to say a bro job.
No, not a bro job. A foot job.
Nice.
With sucking his toes?
No. He was on the other side of the couch.
You jerked him off with your feet.
I jerked him off with my feet.
Wow. Did you have your shoes
you
on?
No, I was barefoot.
Barefoot. That's what they like.
Barefoot.
That's what they like.
That's a foot job.
Nice. And I jerked him off with my feet.
Good.
Like between the toes or in the arch of your foot?
It was like 2 feet. It was like a hand job, only it was with feet. Like, well, at first I just was like kind of like, you know, wiggling my foot around down there, like, right, what's going on? You know, and then one thing led to another, and I had both feet involved, and then he was easy to please because he was young. And
yeah.
Kind of.
Did you make him lick it off your toes at the end?
No, it was nothing like that. He was.
Did you unzip his pants with your feet?
He was wearing, he must have been wearing something loose. He was wearing something loose.
Right. A kilt?
I didn't take it off. No, it wasn't a kilt.
That would be hot.
We ended up hooking up again later.
Oh, sweatpants.
You
just
kind of
pulled
ever.
Them down with your feet, maybe, the sweatpants?
Yeah.
Stuck the big toes in the pockets and pushed down.
It was pretty crazy.
Wow. That's how Skip does
And
it.
When was this?
It was on Valentine's Day, and I was like 17. And he part of a crew, like an online crew that we all knew. And so it came out later that I'd hooked up with him. And like everyone knew, and so it became drama. We all heard about the foot job, and they were like, Sarah gave Shadow Knight. That was his name.
Oh, no!
Sarah gave Shadow Knight a foot job.
Famous. Oh, I know.
Who's that? Who's Shadow Knight?
He was like a hacker guy. I know Shadow Knight? You can't know Shadow Knight.
What, is he someone on Mellow?
Shadow Knight.
No, he's not on
Mellow. No. Old.
So how come everyone went,
I don't know. They like to do that. They like to act like they're in.
Because it made me remember the time back
Who
when
is
I was in a hacker
made
crew.
Him remember some shit.
No, I was in a hacker crew for a while, too.
I know Shadow Knight.
Do you remember Shadow Knight?
I remember Shadow Knight.
What do you remember about him?
Well, okay.
I remember a penchant for trench coats.
Okay, trench coats.
Yeah. Anime.
Well, come on. You could describe anime. Trench coats in anime. He had computers.
Sounds about
he
right.
He used a mouse.
Shadow Knight.
Anyways, I gave him a foot job. Here's the problem. He was very fat. He was really fat, actually.
Any hacker.
Thank and you, I thought he was brilliant. And so I thought he was hot in spite of his fatness. And I really wanted to hook up with him.
Wrong.
But all I could do was like give him this foot job. And then like a little while later, I let him go down on me. And, like, that was it. You know, all I could do was the foot job and the let him go down on me.
You didn't want to deal with the torso.
I couldn't deal with the whole, like, body on body sex. Yeah. Like, we're together. We're boyfriend, girlfriend. I just... So, okay. I mean, and then, so then I had to break up with him, and then...
I didn't know you were actually going with him.
Well, I wasn't, but because he'd never gone with anyone, it became this big thing. I was sort of going with him.
A foot job, and you're already his fiancé.
Right, exactly, because he'd never been with any girl, and I paid attention to him, so then I became the big girl.
Also, you did it on Valentine's Day.
And we
you
did
became
it on
a big
Valentine's
girl?
Day.
That's the problem.
And we went on this romance.
I had that happen to me with a guy
in
a way.
Rain movie
I
thing.
Got together with a guy Your on love. Valentine's Day, and then he wouldn't leave me alone.
Yeah.
And it was really just
well, I loved him,
a pity
but I
fuck,
felt bad
and it
for
was
him.
Really
was
a pity fuck. Yeah, that's dangerous.
But he was brilliant.
Girls,
brilliant. When I knew
don't do a
like,
pity
wait,
fuck
on
Valentine's Day,
I loved him.
Because then they say then Valentine's realized, Day doesn't matter. But really, if you do the pity fuck on Valentine's Day,
no.
Yeah,
don't
because
leave you alone.
Those men aren't the same. They don't
no.
get it normally.
Yeah.
So it means even more if you give it to them on Valentine's Day.
Yes, Jack.
I really
especially
liked him,
especially if they
though.
Don't have to pay for it.
I did really like him. But we were just, it was bad timing and shit. And then he went to prison, and that was really hot.
Ooh.
But
yeah, of course, we know that going to prison really makes a man hot.
Yeah. He went to an awesome prison, though, where he got a day job. And they had, like, horseback riding on the beach as one of their recreational activities.
Really? They got to go horseback
riding? No, it was
riding.
Like a high-class minimum security prison for hackers, you know, or,
hacker
like, white-collar criminals. It was a white-collar prison. It was crazy.
Got put in a prison
he got a day job in the local city.
Well, the day job, I understand. It's the horseback riding on the beach that I've never heard of as recreation.
Well, they had a
prisoner.
Golf course in the
so
prison,
romantic.
Too. They got to go golfing.
Yeah, golfing. Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
A little bit of golfing, you know.
No, they had a horseback team. Like, they were called the Cowboys. You could volunteer or something to be on part of the horseback team.
Wow.
Makes you want to hack.
Well, he also said the prison was full of, like, mobsters and white-collar criminals, so his year and a half he spent there, he hobnobbed with these, like, really powerful,
wow.
high-level individuals, and they would, like, some of the rich people, like, invested and got plasma screens brought to the prison and installed, and
nice.
They paid for the dinners, so they had steaks every night, like, just amazing dinners.
What kind of crime do you have to do to go here?
It has to be white-collar crime.
Federal.
I mean, it was either embezzlement or hacking or
kind of a blue
something
collar
like
kind
that.
Of guy.
It was a white-collar crime.
All right.
All right, we got to find out exactly what to commit to get...
To committed. Get into white-collar prison where you get networking with hardcore white-collar criminals.
But, you know, most prisons are
maybe some money laundering.
Nice like
so the moral of the story is that giving the foot job to the fat kid paid off because now he's a white-collar criminal and he's got, like, a, you know, he's got a bunch of money hidden
nice.
Away.
How
it's
did it pay off
accounts.
For you, though?
It didn't, but someday it will.
Yeah, sticky.
When I need someone to be hacked, I'm going to call up this boy. He'll deal with it for me.
If he's
we
not
know
in
other
prison.
Hackers.
I didn't get put in jail for it. I just got taken off computers.
You got taken off computers
I
for hacking.
I wasn't allowed to touch a computer for a year.
Really? Who told you that?
I was banned from all the computers in the Palm Beach County School District in Palm Beach County for a year.
Wow.
I got banned from all computers in
Does
my school district.
Does that make Skip sexy?
No. No, because I did it too, and I'm not sexy. So.
You're very sexy.
No.
You're all very sexy.
Not for that.
Something else.
Mine was
something else.
I hacked a girl's account, and all the accounts in the school, your username was your first name, and your password was your last name. Like, everyone in the school, that was your account.
Serious.
So I hacked this chick's account, and I leave a message for her about which I hate her. And then I got banned from the computer lab for the rest of my elementary school career.
How did you
it was like fourth
security?
Grade I got busted, and I couldn't touch a computer until seventh grade. So it was 3 years, two and a half years.
First high school year, it was something similar to that, but it was your student number, and then a letter, your birth date, and another letter.
Right,
for the password.
Exactly. You have some patterned password bullshit, and you think that you're a brilliant genius for hacking their account. Like, come on.
Now, the brilliant thing from that year of high school was installing remote administration software on the teacher's computer when she was away, so we could just change the grades and grade quick whenever we wanted.
Oh, I hate these stories.
Well, I'm glad you said that.
Check it out on my list.
All right. Back to Valentine's Day.
Oh, Valentine's Day.
So,
I miss that guy. I'm going to IM him later.
Yeah?
I'm going to say what's up.
Hey, bro, you hear that?
Hey, bro.
Oh.
I am Fat Hacker. Say
fat
hi.
Fat boy's getting an IM.
Wow.
See if he's trimmed up a bit.
Fat boys.
Day after Valentine's Day.
He probably remembers. I bet if he's remembering his best Valentine's Day.
Tell him you just got a pedicure.
It's going to be a foot job.
Yeah.
Freshly pedicured and...
I doubt he's had a better Valentine's Day than that.
He's probably jerking off thinking about that right now.
About where foot job Valentine's Day.
He probably lost weight in prison. They do that.
Yeah. It's hard to
make. I don't know about federal prison. Maybe not. They probably get a lot of good food.
Yeah, he was eating steaks at white collar prison.
Yeah.
But he was riding horses.
Let's work out.
I don't know.
That might jiggle some pounds off.
A prison girlfriend?
Here's the thing. Like, the prison was outside the city. So, like, during the day, you got to go into the city. You got shuttled into the city to work your day job. You had, like, a day job. And then at night, you would get shuttled back to the prison to sleep. And so he had a girlfriend in the city during the days while he would do his day job. And then he would come back to the prison at night and eat steaks with the mobsters.
This is perfect.
And, like, chill out in the pool table and shit. I mean, it was, like, the craziest.
And she couldn't just drop in.
And it was, like, right on the ocean.
I have to make a technological break. I have to say something.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I need another mouse. This mouse barely works here.
Okay. On that subject, I bought a new mouse today.
Yes.
And a keyboard and a monitor. So now the whole office set up in my room. I'm very excited about it.
Yes. Good. That was your Valentine's present?
That was my Valentine's Day present to myself. It was a monitor, a keyboard, and a mouse.
Is that kind of like masturbating on Valentine's Day, getting presents for yourself?
Yeah. It really is. I think most girls get presents for themselves on Valentine's Day. I think that's what you're supposed to do.
Ah.
So sad.
That's what you're supposed to do.
I got you a Valentine's Day gift. Did? Jolly Rockers?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Jolly Rockers?
Is that what you call them now? Jolly Rockers.
Oh, they're not Jolly Rogers?
No. They're Jolly Ranchers.
Jolly Ranchers, right.
Candy.
Yes, but these are Jolly Rockers.
But because they're infused with marijuana.
Special
magic. They're Jolly
that
Rockers.
That hard rock candy.
We are candy medicinal patients, candy. By the way, to our dear listeners.
Of course.
Medicinal marijuana patients.
Yes, we are. We have our certificates.
And our prescriptions. Yes.
We need to stay healthy.
We're ready to be healed.
It's better than Xanax.
Let the healing start.
Well, I don't know if it's better than chocolate.
I think it's a little better. But the combination is best.
Marijuana and chocolate is great.
Woo!
Rockin' with the rockers.
Oh, jolly.
All right,
the rockers.
Let's see.
Marty Jannetty?
So, Fritz, have you ever had a romantic Valentine's
Day? Romantic Valentine's Day. You know, I was thinking about it when you were talking to Sarah here, but just nothing comes to mind.
How about a bloody Valentine's Day?
A bloody Valentine's Day. I might have had a few of those.
Nice. Like the Valentine's Day Massacre?
Right? My bloody Valentine?
Yeah. But, that movie.
In 3D?
Yeah.
Nice.
In 3D. It was lame. Very lame.
Awesome. I love lame horror films.
It was like one of the best horror movies ever because it was not scary because it was so lame.
Nice.
Okay, go on with your Valentine's Day story.
Oh, yeah. I've got nothing. I'm not a Valentine's Day kind of guy. I'm sure I've had some Valentines in my past, but nothing really sticks out in my mind as a amazing, spectacular thing.
Foot job thing was my best Valentine's Day.
Nice. That's awesome. Foot job thing wasn't bad.
That means I got to call the guy, because if he's my best Valentine's Day ever,
yeah,
like...
That's...
And you definitely have to call him.
We got something.
I don't know, though. I think we all can agree that Valentine's is a little bit off. It's a difficult holiday.
It seems so forced.
Well, do you think that anniversaries tend to turn out better than Valentine's Days?
Well, of course, an anniversary is very personal, and it's very specific to something that you did, either got married or met.
Do you have a great story of a great anniversary that you've had?
I had a great anniversary last year. I pretty much have a great anniversary every year, and I think I will this year, too.
I remember your anniversary last year.
I was there.
I just feel very personal about the anniversary. Yeah, last year you had a nice party, you know. I don't know. There's something about Valentine's Day. It's like dictated by the corporate structure.
Love holidays in general are hard. It's hard to channel your love into a love holiday.
That's the thing. I think you can't force romance.
Anniversaries are one.
Well, but, you know, an anniversary, you get to reminisce about the actual anniversary. I don't know. I think
maybe it's different once you get married. You can reminisce about the wedding day.
And also, you could possibly ignore your anniversary if you want to. Nobody else has to know. It's your anniversary. Whereas Valentine's Day is dictated by the corporate structure and the society, and everyone knows, and they're all like, Happy Valentine's Day. What are you doing on Valentine's Day? Blah, 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 blah. You know, your anniversary, you could kind of slide by with most people. Most people have to know about it.
Unless they're your really good friends.
I just celebrated my 5th anniversary.
Whoa.
5 years.
You're not married? Oh, it's over.
It's nothing that special. I mean, it was all right. I mean, 5 years is pretty big.
Yeah.
The anniversary itself wasn't a special thing. I mean, we have special things randomly all the time just from being together, blah, blah, blah. But
yeah, well, special things always happen randomly.
Yeah.
But
was it
the whole idea
Valentine's?
Of having special things happen in a planned way.
No, I don't remember
it.
It's the same.
Is a challenge.
No.
And I think it's okay for anniversaries. I do, because you choose that. It's like Valentine's Day, you can't choose. It's thrust upon you. And here we are, the pathetic...
Here we are.
One, two, three, four,
actually,
five.
Mello had an unofficial event tonight, a singles bonfire. I refuse to go since I'm not single.
Right.
But I would like to give a shout-out to my Mello kids out there partying at the bonfire.
I think they went bowling instead.
You know, that's a little... That is also very limiting. Why singles bonfire? Why do that?
And I'm like, why not just
because
have
they're
a
all
bonfire
sad and they're
why not just
all
have a
single.
Valentine bonfire?
Yeah, no.
You know?
It was a singles bonfire.
For anybody.
So I hope those singles are hooking up with each other now.
People might feel weird about going to a singles bonfire.
Well...
Yeah, I think they're bowling instead of bonfire.
They're bowling.
Yeah.
Singles bowling. Woo!
Well, that's okay.
Maybe it's rock and bowl. That's kind of cool.
Is that like laser bowling?
I don't know. Maybe.
Where they turn on all the lights, put on the black lights, it's got like techno and lasers and
so
everything.
So seriously, what do you think
techno,
about going to that
yeah.
downtown L.A. love festival after this?
Ooh, you're so satanic.
It's late and it's mission.
Do you know where to go?
I got an iPhone.
Oh, I remember. I remember something going very badly. With
I'm
those.
Wearing some boots.
I'm
I got a hat
set for.
I got a little buzz.
Boots are made for walking.
Full pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, she's got a lovely Valentine's Day outfit going on. Dr. Susie does.
Mission downtown.
We already went on
in
mission.
Her boots.
How about
yeah.
we leave at 1 o'clock?
Those boots are made for walking,
Dr.
Susie.
We'll blog it later, and our listeners.
These boots are made for walking.
Our dear radio listeners, check it out on the blog afterwards.
Ooh.
We'll take photos.
Well, I do have
photos.
A camera.
Sexy satanic photos.
Mmm. 6'6".
Ooh, I love satanic Valentine's days.
Mark of the beast.
This
baby.
Is
going to
go
next
down.
Year. Have a satanic Valentine's day, and we'll figure out what that means.
Yeah.
Well, we had it this year a little
very
bit.
Very decadent.
I love it.
Well, I didn't.
I'm sorry.
Well, no, you're not. But anyway. Lupercalia.
No, oh, if I could have grabbed you. Here's
whipping.
The problem, my darling Dr. Susan Black, is
ooh.
You're such a celebrity. You're so hard to
aww,
whisk away.
That's your problem?
Like, if I go, oh, I have this thing I need you to go to right now. Like, I can't just whisk up, you know? You have to, like, get ready and let everyone know and put out the word and blah, 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 you know? But
you
I'll
are
like
a busy
celebrity.
Woman.
I know. I'll put more effort into whisking you away quickly and secretly in the future.
I don't know. That sounds a little bit like kidnapping.
Oh, well, it is.
I think
bit.
It sounds very clandestine.
Kind of kidnap Skip.
Skip had no idea what he was getting himself into.
He fell asleep for part of the mission.
Well, I'm glad he got some.
About 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Aw, poor Skip. Aw, and now Valentine's night.
Skip went to 2 bars with us tonight and didn't get carded.
Oh, score, Skip.
2 bars.
Wow.
Nice. I know. I was pretty proud of him.
He did good.
You didn't get carded. You look old.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm
glad that
didn't
years. Happen here. Skip does not drink here.
No.
I've,
wow.
I've
know.
Never
not
seen him
never.
Drink before.
Not
never
once. Drinks. Not even
no.
once.
He only drinks out in town at public bars that don't card him.
Exactly.
Wonderful bars.
Those
we won't say
bars.
Their names.
We don't do that here at the Speakeasy.
No, we're very interested in carding people.
Oh, yeah. Branding them.
Yes. My, all right. My
I do a lot of the branding.
Got a big X on his hand.
I seen it.
Is that why they call you Bran?
That's why they call him Bran.
Yeah, one of the reasons.
Brandings.
I do a lot of the brandings. Ooh, branding irons. Ooh, I make them.
All right. How are we doing on our radio show?
Well,
I think we got like 15
pathetic.
Minutes.
Let me
we
tell
are
you.
Pathetic.
We are
to just wallow in our own self-pity.
We are just so depressed for Valentine's Day. Sorry, dear listeners.
I mean, listen, I have a total tragedy going. I cannot, talk to my Valentine. I cannot even talk on the phone. Can you believe this is the 21st century and we have human
it's
beings
disgusting.
That are cut
it's
off
the stuff that 1984
for nothing.
Is written about.
1984, that's the 20th century. This is the 21st. Everybody's in touch. Twitter, email, Facebook, texting. No touch for me. It's amazing. I've been thrust into a black hole of time and space. But it does make for a perfect Valentine's Day. Nothing can mar it. Nothing can mar my love. Not a crossword.
There will be no argument.
No argument, exactly. No rejection.
Only the sweet love letters.
Only
and the sweet love letters
and
in response.
The nudge of love.
No going to sleep angry tonight.
Because in Valentine's, what is more important than to know you are loved and to be in love? So I am blessed. And pathetic. With a pink hat. And no Valentine. Aww.
We'll be your Valentine.
Aww. Mm-hmm. Aww.
You can have a collective speakeasy Valentine from Skip Fritz, Sarah Graham, right now.
Mm. Okay. Toast.
Be our Valentine.
Happy
we're
Valentine.
All... Valentine. I know that we're not. You know, that's the thing about Valentine's
Day. Oh, I got to jinx it.
Well, because...
Did you ever get my drink down?
I know that we're not.
Because that's not what Valentine's is. It's not about friends. That's what's fucked up. It should be about friends. It should be about just sharing the love.
Well, if Valentine's Day is about love, and if you can love...
It's about
anyone.
Romance. It's not about it's not about love.
Right? Because you can love your best friend. You can love your mom. You
that's all when you're
brother.
6 years old and take your shirt off and have no boobs.
What? That was fun. I still think about it.
It is fun. It is fun to have friends that are Valentine's.
I wish I could go back and do it with boobs. Be better.
You could.
You could.
You're at the speakeasy. Go for it.
You want me to go chase
you're on the
six
webcam.
Girls around the playground
stand up,
with
okay.
my 8-year-old
yeah.
boobs?
Let me adjust the webcam.
Eastside Christian School. That's
you'd
what school
to,
I went to.
You'd have to stand
age.
Up a little
I'm sure.
bit.
People your own age these days. It's frowned upon 6-year-olds.
You know what's funny is years later I went to junior high with one of the boys I went to private school with. And he remembered that day.
Oh, he'd seen your boobs. He probably told all his
and
friends.
And we kind of bumped into each other in the hallway and he was like, hey, Sarah. Hey, Greg.
I've seen your boobs.
No, he never told anyone.
No.
We had to go to school together for 2 whole years. It was very awkward.
He thought about it all the time.
He must have.
He did. I
grew
promise
boobs
you.
During that time.
Nice.
Hmm.
He coveted them boobs.
I wonder if he was hoping for
someday,
a re-
I'd be like,
return.
All right, you, I remember you. I will hook up with you. To make up for that day, I chased you around with my 11-year-old boobs.
You've got boys to hook up with from your past.
I know. I have a bro.
Is he coming with us to the Satanic Valentine's?
Probably not. He'll be like, oh, go have fun.
Go have fun. Here's a BLT.
That equals
a bro LT.
Hook up with hot guys.
That's bro love together, right? BLT?
BLT. To bro love together.
It bro love
together.
Bro
love together. Bro love together. Okay, I got a BLT waiting. So seriously, let's wrap up this show.
Okay, let's take some pictures. Who's taking wow. pictures of our new setup? Happy wow. Valentine's Day, Mar.
Happy Valentine's
Happy.
Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
To
Happy
the pathetic
Valentine's
crew.
Day to you.
To all my bonobos.
Here we go. We're posing now, just in case you're wondering why the dead air is going to happen.
We're posing for a photo.
It's okay. I'm not in the photo, so I can keep talking.
Boots to be in the photo.
Yeah, you gotta show those boots off.
Here we go.
They are platformed and hot pink.
Hot pink.
Very
Valentine
hot
pink.
Susie is so pink and black tonight. I love the outfit, actually.
I gotta do this outfit again.
You don't often do pink and black, but I love pink and black.
Pink and black's pretty
and those
good.
Are some fucking yeah. rockin' pink go-go boots. Why don't
right?
you do this more often?
Well,
right?
because I'm They're always
hot.
Doing red.
I'm digging the pimp hat, too.
Okay, everybody, put your faces where Pritz is. Pritz's face is right where we need everybody's face.
That's right.
Everybody get your face to Fritz.
Happy radio to our listeners. While we're taking
yeah. Well, everybody poses. Strike a pose.
All
right.
Let us get
okay, you see, I've been
mission.
Doing red, white, and blue. There was all these red, white, and blue occasions.
I love pink. And those pink boots are fabulous. Pink,
yeah.
Fabulous.
Boots. They go with your shirt. You could wear them.
I am wearing pink right now.
Yeah.
All right, let's go out to our
okay,
party.
Okay, we're going
to
go out to our party.
We're going
to
party.
We're going to do some kind of Valentine sort of anti-Valentine.
Anti-Valentine.
Anti-Valentine with the Antichrist. Yes.
All right.
We hate Valentine's Day.
Fuck St. Valentine.
We hate Valentine's.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
This is the anti-Valentine show. On Radio Susie One. Hey, Felicia. Hey, Felicia, happy Valentine's. Felicia,
Hail
come on
Felicia.
Over here.
Hail, Felicia.
Felicia. Felicia, just come say hello and happy Valentine's Day, and then we'll be done. Oh, are you with your Valentine? Tell us, give us a nice Valentine message, since we're all so emo about Valentine's and you're in love.
Oh, I'm in love, but fuck Valentine's Day. It's a Hallmark holiday. I'm just glad I could be with Skip for Valentine's Day.
All right. Aww,
yeah.
Yay.
At least if you're going to have to weather the storms of the awful Valentine's Day, it's nice to be with someone you love.
Actually, wait, no, it was 2 years ago.
And if you can't be with someone you love, well, you can always love yourself. And that brings me to my closing Valentine's message to all you Valentines of mine. Be good, be happy, try not to hurt your Valentine. Though that's kind of difficult. But no fisticuffs, okay? Only emotional pain. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love, Valentine, even if that someone is you. And we love you. Everybody now, we love you!
Love you.
Happy Valentine's Day! Mwah!
Making pussy farts.